We're discussing yesterday the halachos of the brachos for Neres Chanukah. We mentioned the machlokas haposkim, whether the proper pronunciation of the brachos is supposed to be with a chirik, she'asanisim lablaseina b'yam mehem bizman hazeh, she'chiyanu v'kimanu v'genu lizman hazeh. That was the minhag of most of the old sidurim of Ashkenaz. And we mentioned that the famous medaktik of Shabsi Sofer writes in his Hakdama to his Siddur that he feels al pi diktuk that the proper pronunciation should be lazman hazeh and bazman hazeh. Okay, so that was a chiluke minhagim we mentioned yesterday. Another, to say both meaning, by Parsha Zachar we say it because it's mitzvah deraisa, it's every word, so you want to say every word exactly, properly. I think when it comes to Nusach HaBrachos, we try to be medaktik, to say it in the most appropriate grammatical form, but it's not that it's going to be ma'akev the bracha, that you have to repeat it twice. So I think, you know, we try to get it right the first time, and it is what it is. That's the, you'll see the bracha regardless. But ideally, the chatzilah try to say it in the best way possible. Another interesting question in poskim comes up in that same simin, Tuf Resh Ayin Vav, discussing the nusach and the seder of the brachos of Hadlakas Neres Chanukah. Shulchan Aruch there tells us in Sif Dalid, Achar Shehidlik, after you light, Omer, you say the tefillah found in Maseches Sofrim, Haneros, Halalu, Anu Madlikin, Ala Teshuos, Balanisim, Balniflos. So says the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Achar Shehidlik, after you light, you say Haneros, Halalu. The Mishnah Berurah, though, is quick to quote, and this is found in the Taz and the Magen Avraham, in the name of the Maharshal, that Achar Shehidlik means Achar Shehidlik Ner HaRishon, after you light the first candle, which is the Iker Mitzvah. Then you say Haner Salalu as you are lighting the second and third and the remaining candles on the following subsequent nights of Chanukah. So although the Shulchan Aruch said after you light, the Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham and Taz all indicate, based on the Marshal, that they feel that the proper approach is after lighting the first candle, as you're lighting the second and third and so on, you say Hanyara Salalu already, right away after the first candle. That being said, if one looks in Rav Moshe Sternbach's Chuvas Van Hagas, Chelek Hei, Simin Reish Chav Gimel, and this is cited in Sefer Sukkas Chaim of Rav Simcha Lundzinski. Rav Sternbach writes, he says, Nohagnu li Zoher, Shelo lomar haner salalu. Our minhag, he says, is not to say haner salalu until we finish lighting all the candles for that night. So as opposed to the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham and the Taz and the Marshal, as soon as you light the first, you say haner salalu right away, even as you are still yet to light the remaining candles. Rav Shurmach writes that his practice is to hold off on saying Haneris Halalu until after the conclusion of the lighting of all the Neros. Why? Because he says this Lechoras depend upon the following Chakir and the Achronim. We know that the Iker Mitzvah of Neros Chanukah is Neros Shebeso, one candle per household, regardless of what night of Chanukah it is. That's the Iker Mitzvah. Yes, we light an additional candle every night because we do Mahadrin, so we light an extra candle for every night. Fine. Once we're lighting an extra candle for every night, so does that mean that the Iker Mitzvah is still the first candle and the subsequent candles are not the Iker Mitzvah, they're just a separate kiyum of Mahadrin? Or do we assume, no, that the Din Mahadrin is that the Iker Mitzvah has been redefined to include all of the candles that you're lighting on any given night? And so Rav Shurmach says, because it's possible that the understanding is that on the second night and on the third night, all the candles are viewed as a chelik of the ikar kiyam ha-mitzvah, so then we don't want to be mafsik, so to speak, with the recital of Haneros Halalu until having concluded the ikar mitzvah. So he says that's why he feels that the appropriate practice is to wait with Haneros Halalu until the lighting of all the candles has been concluded. Why? Because you want the brachos that you recited, lahadlik Neir Shel Chanukah and the Birchas HaMitzvah, to bichal on all the candles that you're lighting before you're mafsik with Haneros Halalu. That's Rav Sternbach's practice. Now, that chakir that he references, whether the Birchas HaMitzvah of lahadlik Neir Shel Chanukah is chal on just the first candle, and then you can say Haneros Halalu right after the first one, or whether it's chal on all the candles, in which case you must wait until after the lighting is concluded to say Haneros Halalu, this has a lot of relevance for other shailos in halacha as well. So, for example, famous Tshuva Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Simen Yud Gimel, Madur Tinyana, Akiva Eiger was asked that someone starts lighting Neres Chanukah and forgot to say the brachos, whatever the reason was. Guess a lot of people lighting, and he's in a rush, and then when his turn, he grabs the candle, starts lighting, and oive, forgot to make the brachos. So as he's lighting the menorah, he realizes between candle 3 and 4, what am I doing? I'm spacing out. I didn't make the brachos. What am I supposed to do now? So is it too late to make the brachos, or can he say the brachos now after having lit the first candle and perhaps more? So Akiva Eiger writes, he says, the Ala Nisim and the Shechiyanu, he says, those brachos, even if you only remembered after lighting all the candles, you can still say those brachos. He says, for example, first night, you're so excited to light the candles, you take the shamash, you light the first candle, and then you realize, oh, I didn't say my brachos. It's the first night. What are you supposed to do now? So says Akiva Eiger, okay, so she'asa nisim and she'achiyanu, even if you only remembered after having lit all the candles for that night, you can say the brachos after you've done the hadlaka. Why? Because we know that the Gemara speaks about Birchas Haroah, one who's not going to be lighting that night altogether for whatever reason, but he sees someone else lighting, he can say the Shasa Nisim and the Shechiyanu on someone else's candles. Okay, so therefore, in his own home as well, he forgot to say the brachas before he lit, he can say that Shasa Nisim and the Shechiyanu even after he lit, when he remembers. So says Akiva Eiger with regard to those brachos. Now he says, of course, the Rama writes in Tafresh Ayin Vav, that you're supposed to say all the brachas before you start lighting. That's clear. That's obvious. L'chatchila, he says, that's correct. You're supposed to light only after you say all the brachas. But b'di'evet, if you remember it after lighting the first candle, that, oh, you didn't say Shasa Nisim, I didn't say Shechiyanu, you can still say those brachas after having lit.
Why can't you just say, blow out the first candle that
you're in? You're in the mitzvah. You did it already.
Not a bracha.
Yeah, bracha's not ma'akiv. You're in the mitzvah without the bracha. So what good does it do to you to blow it out now? Too late. Is your kavanah to do the mitzvah when you lit? Tefillin's an interesting shayla, because tefillin, as you keep it on and as you wear it, there's an ongoing kiyama mitzvah.
I say, but here, it's just like if I light a candle without making a brocha, suddenly the light
matters. No, but you have kavanah for the mitzvah. No, you never light a menorah in the front window. Of course you did. When else do you light a menorah in your front window? That's pasha why you're lighting it. You're lighting the menorah in your window because you're doing the same mitzvah Chanukah. Elamai, you're so far tracht, you forgot to make the bracha. Okay, you still use the mitzvah. Bracha's not ma'akev. So you can't blow it out now and then light again. It's too late. You did the mitzvah already. So the second bracha, third bracha, he says, don't worry, you can say it after you lit. What about the first bracha, l'hadlik Neir Shel Chanukah? Can you say that after having lit already? So Kivega says, l'chora, he says, one might argue, this chakir, this shayla. If I already lit the first candle, and I still have the second or third to light, but the ikar mitzvah was mekayim with the first candle. The second and third candle is just a mahadrin. So how can you make the bracha lahadlik Neir Shel Chanukah, which is the birchas mitzvah, after having done the ikar mitzvah already? Is that shayach? So let's say you lit the candle already, and you forgot to say the bracha beforehand. Oh, so the question is, are those three more the ikar mitzvah, or those are mahadrin? That's what he's saying. Maybe you could argue that since the first is the ikar mitzvah, and that's too late already, that you did already, So maybe you can't make the bracha b'hadlik ner shel Chanukah anymore. Maybe it's too late for that bracha. But I already did one, though. I already did one.
Okay, so you have the second, third, fourth, fifth.
So then you're arguing that they're all part of their k'mitzvah.
Yeah,
oh, okay, so that's a svar. You can argue that they're all part of their k'mitzvah. That, l'chor, is what Rav Sternbuch is saying, that maybe that's why you should wait for Haner HaSlo until after all of them are lit, because they're all part of their k'mitzvah. That could be. So that could be. But Rav Tibeger paskins for another reason, that you can still make the bracha b'havlik after the first candle was lit. Interesting chiddush. He says, because just like by tefillin, just like by tzitzis, so long as you're wearing it, there's an ongoing kiyama mitzvah. So to b'nei Chanukah, the ma'isa hadlaka I did already, and a chanami. But there's a shear for how long it has to lit for. Half an hour. So long as it's still burning for that half an hour, there's an ongoing kiyama mitzvah, he argues. And therefore, you can still make the bracha even after having lit the first candle. You can still say the bracha of lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. And that by that logic, even having finished all the candles ready, you can still say lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, which is even bigger chiddush. Because Michael, your chiddush was that all the second candle, third candle, fourth candle are all part of the ikar mitzvah. So as long as I remember before lighting all the candles, I can still make the bracha. Kivigas ben Chanukah said even after lighting all the candles, so long as it's within the first half hour, and there's a ongoing kiyama mitzvah, you can still make the bracha of the hadlik ner shel Chanukah, which is a fascinating psak. It's quoted in Mishnah Berurah, Tov Reish Ayin Vav, Sif Katan Dalet. Sorry? Right? Correct? Right. He seems to be paskin that even within the first half hour, after having lit the first candle on the first night, you can still make the bracha. Correct. Which is a fascinating chiddush.